April off of special entertainment. Boys and girls.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the official start of Bro Pro the Next Level.
Documentary is starting right now.
Hey guys, welcome back to another documentary. Today we'll be talking about our introduction of RG and JR Pro in this podcast. In this documentary, what you'll be expecting is us telling about how we split apart, of how we split apart, how we started, more details about how we started, and how we decided to step our game and try to do more than just record YouTube videos.
Yes.
So
then we stopped making it
because we don't care. So, welcome to Bro Pro the Next Level, segment one, the start of our fame,
Okay, let's move on.
Welcome to the first segment, the start of fame. So, you basically know how we started, yeah, about all that, but we were fired by YouTubers for a lot of names. Then we decided to step our game and try to do our YouTube channel. Then we just recorded YouTube videos, started making new channels, and tried to do everything that we could. And here's of course you know why we started and how we started. But did you guys know why we wanted to start it? Of course you do, of course. Because I just told you. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, if you might know, you know that Pro was deleted by hackers? It's not going to be deleted by hackers. It was actually because we get a lot of copyrights and Google terms. So we had our videos and our YouTube channel forever. It had to be deleted. That's when we decided, wait, if they delete Bro Pro, we need to find a way how to get our YouTube channel growing, even though it's not there. So we split it into two to make JR and RJ Pro. You got mix? RJ JR Pro. And that's how we also got deleted. RJ Pro got cut and JR Pro got cut. Now we're gonna make all those cuts into one. And this is Talk Time with JR Pro. As you can tell, we need to make some drastic changes. Because our work hasn't been saved yet. And you do not want to know how much work we put into these videos. These videos, podcasts, news, reports, and many other stuff. That's why you see me recording in this podcast right now. It's because I do this for a living. I'm just kidding, I don't do it for a living. I do it because I want to entertain you guys. I don't want to do it to bore you. We're both here for a reason. And without Bro Pro, without RJ JR Pro, we tried to not give up by adding. We're just deciding to add Talk Time with JR Pro. And if you must know, Talk Time with JR Pro was inspired by the absence of JR Pro. Since then, our YouTube channel got cut, even though we still made videos on August. We got our channel deleted. We stopped uploading in November. As you can tell, we cut it right at the time we were doing a Veterans Day exercise. And technically, I don't really know why we had to cut it. It's probably because we got canceled and we couldn't record anywhere else. But just bear with me here. I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just here because I'm trying to make this podcast. Bojar is napping. So anyway, guys, since you know we made about 4 channels, aka Bro-Pro, Jar-Pro, Arjabro, and this, including I Wonder, I forgot. As you can tell, me and Jared said we needed to cut very much. Because 3/5 of I've been cut. Because Bro-Pro, copyrights. RJ and Jar-Pro, unknown. We had to cut it for no reason. That guy ain't gonna see us recording videos anymore. Well, Jared's stooping. Anyway, let me give you some more descriptive messages about Bro-Pro, as you can tell. So, you know Bro-Pro is a site, it's a YouTube channel where we want to discuss our imaginative world of YouTube and put it on this freaking channel. Well, that's what we're doing. We're putting our heart and mind. We're thinking of good ideas, even though we're not writing on a script. Even though you don't write on a script, you have to think. If you think about where you are, every word is going to pop up of what you're going to say. Like, for example, we both used to have a speech on some stuff, and that was basically near an entire crowd. At least all of you have experienced this, or have you? You have experience. You had to do public speaking.
That's my worst nightmare.
And sometimes you get so scared because a lot of people are watching you. Sometimes you mess up and you forget your lines, and it makes you feel like you're talking to yourself, and you think everyone just laughing at you, saying like, "Ooh, hey, this guy's a goofus. He doesn't even know." Yeah, like that. And trust me, we felt this experience too. Every single person has to do it. And I mean everyone. Not even a single person has to go their life without public speaking. I mean, you speak to your friends. That's also like it. For example, if you have a lot of friends, that's also like speaking in public speaking. At least everyone in the entire earth has done a public speaking. Even though you don't try to admit it. But that's okay. And that's why we sort of use our imaginations, because technically we don't know what to write in script. Script. But there's many ways how to script. Like, for example, thinking. That's why I said we were gonna use our noggins. The brain. The abdominal muscles for your mind. The reason why we use our brain to make videos is because we want to share our imagination. We don't want our brains to be private. Like, for example, when you're thinking of something that you don't want to think of and you don't want to share people of what you're thinking of. But sometimes, remember in that video in Jar-Pro where we said about top 7 embarrassing stuff we never like to admit?
One of the things we mentioned is
we used to bite our fingernails, we did some hand play, and we did many other stuff that we felt like it was embarrassing. What I'm saying is if you don't want your seat, if you're like making a YouTube channel, I recommend sharing of what you've done and what you've liked not to do. Because technically, if you don't share it, you'll still think about it and always regret everything. Like, for example, I'm thinking of a cringy moment in my life. I used to cry in first grade, and once I made to poop my pants. I'm still thinking of that. But I can just tell you guys that I did it and not feel guilty. I'm just kidding. Of course I feel guilty. Pooping my pants will be the worst thing ever. What I mean is, if you're ever a YouTuber and try to use your imagination to do many stuff, might I recommend you share your stuff that you never used to learn. Then you can get suggestions like, okay, how about you do that and this, that. Here's one of our main politics for us. For example, I know you all are hate me from Instagram. We saw comments saying how much you hate me and because I'm very cringe. Apparently that's true because I am very cringe. The reason I'm acting crazy is because I want to share my emotions to you guys. Because my life is crazy and I love it. That's why I got used to it. Then I decided, why can't I share to the world with Instagram? See, I'm being cringe right now. Yet I'm trying to record a documentary about how we even became even more famous. What I mean is, if you want to have a good YouTube channel, don't even hesitate to ask about your most memorable moment. Just try and talk about your life. Tell how it's awesome. Tell how it's fascinating. And tell everything that you most likely want it to be like. For example, I wanted my life to be the most perfect as long. I want to be free, relax, stay on a private island with a yacht. And who knows, maybe I'll get a private jet. Don't mind Boomless's caterwauling. It's just what they call we just normally like to call him the big yellow dum dum. Anyway, so if you're trying to write a script and don't know what to think of, just think of one of your life's moments, because I've done that many times. That's why we have Oreo talk time. We express some information about our life. Like, for example, we used to get pulled over by the cops. We had an intense chase, and I thought we were gonna die, but nope, we did not. Some of that moment, I needed to express with you guys, so you can tell us what your opinions are when that happened. And no, it wasn't a chase with guns. I know it sounds like it, but it's not. Also, that time where I fell down from a bouncy slide. I'm just kidding. I didn't tell you that yet, but that's not the point. But here's the thing from that turn. I was like a little person, so that slide was about pretty much on the clouds. I was very scared until a guy maybe just pushed me. So I was very scared and kept on rolling. And at one point, I yeeted out and started to fall very painlessly. Then I decided to just roll, and boom. And that's the entire story. Okay, but anyway. I just told you a big moment in my life. You know why? Because I don't want just to think about it. I want to show you about it. That's what... Oh yeah, it's right there. Anyways, if you want to have a good script, you have to think about the things that are more important. Oh yeah, it's in the garage. Yep, okay. Sorry, my grandma interrupted you. But anyway, if you want to have a good script, you have to reflect on your big moments. For once, I was in the most extreme time of my life. I don't wanna think to it. I wanna show it. The reason I like to show it is because to have some interesting follows for you guys. The reason BroPro was made is because I wanted to show you guys what was reflecting from my life. And not just my life. JR's life, my mom's life, my dad's life, everyone in this family. The the Viserys life and how we all had our most biggest moments in our life. What I'm saying is, so the reason we made Bro Pro is because we want to entertain you guys with juicy stuff, like, I don't know, making a volcano out of TNT. That's why I'm about making videos. Exploring a TNT crater. That was a mess. Even though our creations were a mess, and even though we tried to exaggerate it, we still realized how much we needed more action for our videos. Like, for example, remember that Jerpro video, I think, that we were comparing three Mountain Dew bottles? The time where Fizz, I was like, oh, everyone run in panic. Probably should have said that. Oh shoot, everybody run in panic. Yeah. Oh shoot, everybody run in panic. The reason I tried making more exciting is because I want to entertain you guys with more juicy content.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't, Bro Pro would be like a talk show. Which is like in talk time with Jericho right now. That's why me and Jer want to make Bro Pro.
We wanted to introduce you to like what we wanted.
And what we wanted our life to be like. And what you guys think of our life.
And in conclusion,
eat energy bars. They're good, they're fast, and they make you make you have diabetes.
No. Here's what the real lesson is. Play Nintendo Switch Sports, you can get fit.
Oh yeah.
Well, so, maybe you're right.
Let's move on to segment 2. Taking our lives to the big screen.
Segment 2.
Welcome back. Welcome to segment 2. Taking our things to the big screen. As you may know, we have 2 failed movies. We were both trying to plan them as long as possible. Here are the 2 failed movies that we failed to show.
Let's mention the first one. Bro Pro, How We Met.
Basically, the story is about me and RG when we were 4 years old. We used to hate each other. Then we find a DeLorean in our dad's shed, and then we take it out on a road trip. Then we go to the year 2050, where robots invade the world. That's kind of exaggerated, as you know.
And then we try.
Then we break the DeLorean. Then we move on to Dimension Zero, where we meet our corrupted selves. As you can tell, and it's just us, but with a it's just a drawing of a red and blue person.
And then we separated each other out. And by the way, the scientists gave us a robot.
The scientists gave us a robot. Then we just destroy the robots, and then boom, the end. As you can tell, that's very exaggerated.
We bring a robot with us because it helps us, but then we both realize the world is about to be destroyed, and then we team up and the robots go to the those where the robots is destroying the world, and then like destroy it. Basically, the end.
That's basically
Bro Pro, How We Met in a nutshell.
Okay, roll credits.
Number.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, let's move on.
Number 2, the Doodle Movie.
The Doodle Movie.
There's actually going to be three movies. Number 1 was just about, there's this maniac who gives just Joseph and Ronald 4 challenges to, before he uses a laser, uses a eraser laser to destroy the world. Destroy the Doodle world and create a paradox.
How did the doodles come alive? Is that
made from a person's drawing?
It was a scientist drawing. But it actually went to some beakers and they came to life.
It came to life. The second movie is about.
Then they escaped to Doodle City, and that's where the evil Dr. Doodle comes in and gives them 4 challenges to stop him from using his eraser laser.
Don't worry, we didn't say a swear word.
To erase the entire world. the part two is about the, you can see a portal and both duos go in, and then they create the paradox and go into the real world. And of course, you know, the person who comes back, Dr. Doodle, comes with them, manages to see the portal and come and try to manage to destroy Doodle World and the real world. And now they actually had an army of Doodles. Now it was up to them to save the real world. As you can tell, it's very exaggerated. Doodle Movie 3 was about the slaves of the
Doodle. There's a Doodle Movie 3?!
Yeah, I was planning a Doodle Movie 3 also.
Oh no.
Dr. Doodle someone in the real world accidentally drops a pencil, and he manages to create a lot of zombies in the Doodle World, and then tries to destroy the Doodle World, and then let the zombies come into the real world and destroy it. But they managed to save the world at the end. Why? There's also one movie we forgot to mention. The Becerra Family.
Oh yeah, the Becerra Family.
It's a movie where me, RJ, and our grandpa just a normal family, but then sometimes we get fight and we move away from each other and we did not like it. And we decided to come back.
There's one more movie we hated to mention.
And we already showed you some sneak peeks of it. We actually made it, but we're not publishing it. We made it, but we're not publishing it. It's called The Brawl. As you can tell, it's about us.
It's about some two dumb old kids playing with the Nintendo Switch. Wait, no, that's not the part. There's a dirt bad scientist,
and then they were gonna drop a nuke and destroy the Earth.
He's gonna drop a nuke and destroy the world. Boom,
boom, boom, boom.
And then he just lured them into a trap where they'd hate each other and go their separate ways. So he had enough time to destroy the world, because if they go together, he thinks they might actually stop him. But they managed to team it together and actually stopped him. So it's kind of sort of a fantasy.
It's already fully made. We already made the entire movie.
We're not publishing it though.
It's cringe. We're not publishing it. We only give you sneak peeks.
We're already done with it by December. But we're not publishing it. No regrets. We're not publishing it. No matter what. You guys, we made the full version. We're not publishing it though. You can only see the sneak peeks. The rap battle. There's one clip you can mention. It's where the evil scientist gets a plan, and it's basically us. It's basically just me and a pillow.
Face is a pillow.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And I have a final battle clip. It's where he was about to drop the nuke, but then one of the twins kicked it like a soccer ball,
and then it just destroys the helicopter. Then boom, the end. Yay! It's so happy. Yay! They save the world. Yay! Who cares?
So it's a pretty bad movie.
As you can tell, it's a pretty bad movie. Please do not watch it. We're not posting it.
We already have a full version.
Dang it!
Sorry, we just got cut off there a little bit. But anyway, that's the whole point of the brawl. And
kind of weird.
That's kind of why we never published it. So if you want to watch, if you want to watch it,
do not mind us yelling, saying, "Oh no, we can't record it anymore." Dang it, 6 minutes off the train.
If you want to watch it, if you want to watch it, good luck in finding it.
Okay, out of all these movies, all of them are cringe. As you can tell, all of them are cringe.
Honestly, I'd rather watch the Lighthouse movie than watch these crazy movies.
At a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Proper How They Meant?
Proper How We Meant? It was a poorly made movie, so I'd say solid 1 out of 10. The Doodle movie. It was gonna be my biggest project, so I guess, but it failed, so 2 out of 10. The Doodle movie too. It was kind of my best movie, so I'd say 5 out of 10. The Doodle movie 3, 1 out of 10. You've never seen it. The Viscera family. The Viscera family, it wasn't even supposed to be big, so it's just 0 out of 10. It's the worst rated one. And the brawl. It's we showed you guys some of the clips, but not all of it. So I mean, we managed to do it, but we're not publishing it. But this is the first movie we published, so I guess it's the highest 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, okay.
So for Jared's perspective, the highest is the brawl.
Okay, what would you rate Bro-Bro How We Met? Our first
movie. Bro-Bro How We Met, 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
Let me just write it down. Chat amongst yourself.
I'm just bro. I'll just say bro. 3 out of 10.
Okay, then when you rate the
Doodle movie.
The Doodle movie, since we're working on this so much, I guess a 2 out of 10.
Okay, so what about TDN 2? The Doodle movie 2.
The Doodle movie 2. It's better than the first one. The main concept was even better, and we had a bright perspective. So I guess 7 out of 10.
Okay, what about TDM 3?
This one, I don't think we put in too much effort for it, because this is basically way more, at least a little boringer than it. I guess 4 out of 10.
Okay, then what about the Viscera family?
Since we didn't put in too much effort and we tried to make it but failed sadly, I guess a 1 out of 10.
And then what about the brawl?
The brawl, for me, it had a whole wider perspective than the Viscera family. It's mostly respecting our life and how we both met. What? But how we prospectively talk. I'm just kidding, not talk.
Act. Okay, then what would you rate it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I said 5 out of 10.
Okay, so then your highest is the Doodle movie 2.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like more of a perspective for the
Doodles. They even is like a new SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. They even is new.
It just had a new. So I guess you said your highest was
my highest. RJ's.
What brawl? So why do you like the brawl?
For me, it just has to be, we managed to actually share it to the fans.
I like the Doodle movie because it gives us a whole new perspective on how we like to do
TDM
our movies. TDM 2.
The Doodle movie
2. TDM 2. The reason I like the TDM 2 is because it gives us a whole new perspective on the Doodle movie. For instance, the Doodle movie is about this guy with a mech that's going to erase the entire thing. In the Doodle movie 2, we can actually cross over. We can see what it's like in the real world. Again, this is fake. So if you think two boys can time travel, that's not actually possible.
What is your worst one? This is your list. You rated it.
For my worst one, it's gonna be the Viscera family. The reason I didn't really think the Viscera family was the best is because technically we didn't put too much thought into it. this is all fake. We never moved, and technically, we never had a fight where we're gonna move out. I think the Becerra family gives us least information about the true version of us. What did you say was worse?
The first one, of course. Bro, how they met.
So, why do you think it's Bro, how they met was the worst?
Because it
one.
Was poorly made, and we made it literally in our grandma's bed. And also, Wheel of Fortune was on while we were doing this. Wheel of Fortune was
That's
on.
That's why you heard.
So, here, in my perspective, I think all the movies, either hand, are very cringe and we never made any thought to it. But the reason we made these movies is because we want to share you guys everything about us in a whole new perspective. Take the Doodle movie, or the Doodle movie 2, the Doodle movie 3, the Becerra family, the Brawl, Bro, how they met. All of those have a high perspective on us. Because the reason we want to make these is because they tell you about our new perspective, our old perspective. That's why you hear us talk about some would you rather, some did you know. The reason we like to tell you guys about this is to let you guys know about our life. Not every YouTuber does like talk about themselves and how what about the sound? Oh my god, I can't even talk. But for us, I just want you guys to know us very well. All YouTubers do that. For example, Markiplier. He's making a In Space with Markiplier. He does this to let info people about something about space. I haven't really watched it, but it's pretty good. You should probably check it out. It's about him giving info about space. And I want to see that. Other YouTubers talk about information. Not every YouTuber on the planet does this.
And in conclusion, my Nintendo Switch Sports!
Also buy energy drinks, because they can get you jacked. Okay, now we're moving on to segment 3.
The final one.
The final one, I guess, because this is taking too long.
Time for the next segment. Turning the pages. Segment 3. Turning the pages.
Okay, we're going to rate our books that we have ever made on this website called quizoni.com. And we're going to talk about how we started RJ Pro and JR Pro. Let's do this.
Okay, so RJ, what would you rate I Will Survive?
Our first book.
I Will Survive, for me, it has a good concept of the book we were doing. We were trying to use our thoughts and mind into it. And you know the info about it, of course, about where those veteran military soldiers, they were on a mission to fight an alien-like type. Ally.
Oh yeah, Ally.
And that helped them and saved the world from King Z. So, in my perspective, I Will Survive is pretty a good book. I Will Survive 2 had more perspectives.
Okay, what would you rate I Will Survive 1?
And it was pretty detailed. But I Will Survive 1, I don't know about the concept of it, about King Z, or anything.
Okay, so what do you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
For me, since it not really has any more details of I Will Survive, I rate it a 1 out of 10.
Okay, so me, I like I Will Survive 1 because it's the first one we've ever made.
Actually, I think I'll rate it a 6 out of 10.
Bruh.
I guess something made a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Bruh.
Okay.
For me, I like Alvin Survive. It's a pretty cool book. But yeah. The reason why I don't like it, pros. I like it because it's the original book, and like
cons.
It is the shortest compared to part two. So I'd rate it a 7 out of 10. I Will Survive 2, Return of the Zorbs. This one is the more cleaner one. Okay. This one, we'll just rate on a scale of 1 to 10, and you can tell the viewers about it first. So, I Will Survive 2 has more details about I Will Survive 1. It tells us more about Zorby, and even introduced some new characters. Like, for example, there's like Azeroth, the Puppet Master, the Keeper of the Strings. Azeroth, the Keeper of Light. It tells us more information of I Will Survive 1. It just likes to put us in more perspective. So I rate I Will Survive 2 a 9 out of 10. Pros for me. Pros. It is longer than I Will Survive 1. It has a bigger story detail, and I like how...
You mean storyline?
Storyline, yeah. I like how they introduce Super Ally. But cons. I do not get the plot. I do not get the plot. So, 10 out of 10. My 10 out of 10! My favorite. Yeah, I think I Will Survive 2 is like the more concept-free version of
and us. More detailed.
And add more detail. Okay, now we'll rate this book, The Glitch. The Glitch. The one we're working on right now. Okay, I'll tell you the storyline because
yeah, you already know about the main plot.
So basically, this guy named Tom, he has a dog named Buster. He searches around the TV, but then he sees an ad for a laboratory called Newton Labs, and he can get hired, and he got hired. But then one of the janitors accidentally left on Project 123321109876531, aka Project Glitch.
Oh, that's a really long name.
Yeah, I know. And then it explodes, and then everyone gets infected, and then, like, they and get part of the glitch, and then...
Oh, it's all the time.
And Tom had the secret weapon. He had lasers that can kill the glitches, and then he helped.
And it was up to him to save the war
him
from...
Him, scientists, and then Project
123-321-0-1-0-9-6-5-3-2-1,
aka Project Glitch.
That's a very long name.
So what would you rate it?
For me, the storyline is more understandable. I like how the details show more about the concept of the story and how Tom is in a very serious situation. I'd give The Glitch 8 out of 10.
Oh, wait. No, it's not Tom. It's James. I keep mistaking names.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
James.
Then James, I guess 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I'm the one who created the story because I just did the hand play. So honestly, for me, it's a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10!
Okay, so now we are moving on to...
To our channels.
The Glitch 2.
Wait, there's a Glitch 2?
Yeah.
Never knew there was a Glitch 2.
Before, I used to call it The Glitch 2. Apocalypse. But I'm just not going to add that.
Okay. So, The Glitch 2. Tell us about the plot you're planning on.
Basically makes the entire Doomsday because the glitches are more powerful than ever because they've been sucked in. They've been sucked in, like,
by the laser talents. It's kind of like Pac-Man, except the power pellets come to life and everyone...
And then it gets more effective and it gets more challenging. So what would you rate it?
For me...
It's James! I've mistaken names!
For me, The Glitch 2, it's not only telling us more information about the whole apocalypse, but it starts giving us some useful hints of what is happening. So I give The Glitch 2 a 6 out of 10.
For me, I'm the one creative, but honestly, I just agree with you. So I normally just give it a 5 out of 10, even though I'm the one creative.
Because the story plot is kind of confusing.
Wait, why did I add one here? This is not useful. Okay, now we're moving on to
The Glitch 3.
Why? How many books are you making?
3.
After that, we'll talk about our channels.
I have 2 more, okay?
Oh, dear heavens. I'll just make this quick.
It's basically about the Eternal City glitches and a lot of things, a lot of wacky things happen, like the glitches try and destroy them. So will they save it? Okay, what do you write it?
Since this is taking too long, I guess I'll give it a 3 out of 10 for I don't know what the heck is the story plot.
Okay, for me, 4 out of 10. Exactly. Okay, now we're moving on to another book.
Okay.
The Vacation.
This one we tried to do, but failed.
Okay,
basically it's all about this guy named this kid named. Oh yeah, Ryan. Ryan, his family goes on a trip, but a lot of wacky things happen. It's basically just Derek and Wimpy Kid, Long Haul, and the Getaway mixed together. And those equal the Vacation. Yay, whatever that sounds. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I feel that is kind of a mixed review between very like situational, but also very determined.
So what would you rate it?
I'd rate it, I'll just say a 4 out of 10. For me, it's kind of cringy, so I'd just say a 3. Now, here's an extra. We did not tell you guys about this one. Here, I'll write it out. The twins are what we plan to be book.
Yeah, it's about these twins. It's just a coming-of-age story.
How much stories did you plan? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7! 7 books!
Okay, I'm not actually doing it.
So, the twins, since it doesn't really tell much information about us, it's very exaggerated, I give it about 4 out of 10.
It was just a 2019 story, and it kind of inspired me to get a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Now, RJ, what do you want to say?
Now it's time to move on to our channels, because we were talking for 9 minutes about our books.
Because this is the chapter called Turning the Pages.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, as you could tell, BroPro got deleted. We didn't know what to do since the absence of BroPro happened. We took a break for 2 months until we decided to break our channels into another. So that's when RJ Pro and Jero Pro was made. The reason we made RJ Pro and Jero Pro is because our channel got split. Because we didn't want to get another copy strike. It was already a mess for BroPro the BroPro show. About that one with the 2001 A Space Odyssey thing. Yeah. Except it was full of a rocket. So the BroPro show was a confusing mess. And that's one of the reasons we got copyrighted for. YouTube won't let us see it since it's, you know, copyrighted. But that's when we decided to make RJ and Jero Pro. And that's when my first video was born. So when we were discussing about our plans for BroPro, we decided to make also a podcast, which is coming here for today. Talk Time Jero Pro and I Wonder. The reason we wanted to cut it is because technically, you know how BroPro got deleted? Of course you know that. We never wanted to make the same mistake again. And also, BroPro had its cringy moments. BroPro had to make two movies. Two movies, three. The First Bravely and The Brawl. You get my point. Okay, that's enough for drum guitar playing.
Guitar solo!
Are you done?
Okay.
Okay, but anyway. Okay, I hope you're happy. I smashed my guitar for this. So we decided to make our new channel called ArcGR Pro. We decided to make GR Pro first because we wanted to see how it tested out.
I'm gonna go to the store for a new guitar.
Well, GR shop for guitar, let me tell you about something that if he doesn't interview with this guitar, I can actually listen to. Anyway, when we tried it, GR Pro was a success. That's when we made RJ Pro, the other channel, which has like divided by two amount of subscribers GR Pro has. So, and we decided to make even more challenging videos, like just probably destroying the world with a TNT, with the most giantest TNT crater. Not really.
And I just got back and they said they don't have any guitars.
Good! Thank God! I don't want any more guitars in the set. I need to focus on this podcast. Oh no! Are you done?
Okay, fine.
Are you done? Anyway, with the new success.
My guitar!
Can you stop smashing guitar? I'm trying to do a podcast.
Fine, I'll get my spare guitar.
Since when did you have a spare guitar? I thought that was your last one.
No, it wasn't.
How much?
Fine, I'll play the guitar solo at the end.
Yes. Anyway, for when we tried GR Pro, of course it was a success. Then we moved on to RJ Pro and did even more challenging videos. Until we decided to take things up. Are you done with your guitars or are you gonna bribe?
Where's my guitar?
I have it and I'm not giving it to you until the end of the show.
Fine. But if you don't give me it back, I'm just gonna eat you.
Anyway, the reason why we wanted to make more challenging videos and more great videos is because we didn't want to cringe you guys. And we're still doing it now. Hey, you're not getting your spare guitar. Crook's honor.
Oh yeah, I'm a spare guitar. Fine, I'll play at the end. So it could be more dramatic.
So in conclusion, we recorded Bro Pro and any type of channel we knew we could do is because we wanted you guys to feel the experience of what we felt. And in conclusion, drop out of college and go and become a YouTuber. I'm just kidding about that last part. Do not actually drop out of college. You need a good education. Stop drumming your guitar! Oh my! Okay guys, that'll be the end of this podcast. I'm a documentary.
Now we're
gonna tell you the plot twist. Okay, dear, what is the plot twist?
The plot twist is all your comments saying what segments we should do. We're going into season 3.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the plot twist.
So yeah, guys, this is our last. Stop shoving your guitar! It's driving me insane. Anyway, the reason why we're gonna end there and do season 3 is because season 3 is our last season before we officially drop out, and you guys can review our videos. The reason why? You have to find out in the next documentary. Stop strumming your guitar!
You stop! Fine, I'll just use the spare guitar.
Okay, guys, that'll be the end for this talk. Will you stop? Okay, guys, this will be the end. And this has been Pro The Next Level. See, guys?
No, don't end it! I want to do my Dark Souls.
Too late! I'm ending it right.